Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life. Say,
I'm getting ready.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God's doing a new thing.
Amazing.
Get ready for overflow.
Yes. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. She said, God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow. Are any of you listening to me ready for overflow? I mean, are you prepped? Are you anticipating? Are you declaring, believing, and positioning yourself for overflow? Oh, come on and give God praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Roxy Williams, here with you for 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. Well, I have an awesome word for you, and we're going to get ready to get right into it. Today's topic is It Takes a Village. It Takes a Village. And we are in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. Again, that's Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to my podcast with me, to contact me, send me your prayer requests, testimonies, see everything that's going on, my upcoming itinerary, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, roxy.org, roxy.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or tune in online from roxy.org. Now, if you cannot tune in live, the best way to ensure you do not miss a teaching is to follow the podcast so the recording will be texted to you. Follow by texting the message DF, only two letters, DF, to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text, and so you'll know you're following, and then you'll also be able to help save souls by forwarding the text to bless someone else's soul. And finally, make sure you support the ministry because we are saving souls every day. We're gaining new listeners. We're giving the word to new people. So support the ministry. Make a donation on my website, roxy.org, or via Cash App, $RoxyWilliams, R-A-W-S-I, Williams, or the website. It's roxy.org. All right, let's get into this word. I have an awesome announcement for you at the end of today's teaching, but I want to get into the word. I am in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, reading from the KJV. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he, talking about Jesus, stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, again we're talking about Jesus, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Yes, it says fishes. And their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James, last two verses, and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto him, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. It takes a village. Come on, say it again. It takes a village. So many times we hear this cliche, it takes a village. And what it generally means is that it takes more than you, more than me, to accomplish bringing about our goals. It takes a village. You know, there's always someone's shoulders upon whom you stand. And this is even for those people who promote themselves as self-made. You are never totally self-made. Someone fought for what you now have the privilege of achieving or accomplishing. Even if your parents neglected you, forsook you, abandoned you, even if they would never help you, and let's say that you are African American, you still stand on the shoulders of those foot soldiers who got out there, those who are known, such as the late great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the late great Rosa Parks. You know, we could go into so many people and foot soldiers, I don't even have time to name them, those who are still alive, who fought for us, who endured every day segregation, racism, lynchings, those who fought and died on Bloody Sunday, you were not self-made. Even with me being an attorney, even with me being a registered nurse, I am not self-made. I stand on the shoulders of those who gave me this opportunity. And my mother, who worked like a dog to give me this privilege. So you are never self-made. Somebody opened the door for you. Someone prayed for you. Someone interceded. Someone encouraged you. Someone was a mentor, a role model. Someone showed you what not to do. It takes a village. It takes a village. And this is so important because if you are like me, you are a person who really does not know how to stop, trying to reach your goals at all costs. And when I say at all costs, I mean at all righteous costs, right? Doing things spiritually, morally, and legally right. But I am a person that failure is not an option. I truly don't know how to give up. And sometimes I think it would be better for me if I did know how to give up on some things or how to just move on, but I don't know how to give up. I just keep going. I keep pushing. And that's a great thing in some ways, but it's not so good in others because sometimes it's to the detriment of my own mental health to where I'll just keep going until my body requires me to stop because I'm sick. because I'll be sick. But here in Luke 5, 1 through 11, what is so powerful here is that Jesus, the Savior, Jesus, the Lord, chose disciples. Jesus, who can do anything, who could command legions of angels, Jesus, who could speak to the demons and they had to obey, while on this earth in human form, knew that it needed, or he needed, more than just him to accomplish the mission God assigned him to do. This is why he chose disciples. This is why these men, these business partners, Simon Peter and James and John, why they left their occupation of fishing to come and follow him. It takes a village, folks, to do whatever it is that you're trying to do, to overcome the adversity in life that you are trying to overcome, to live out the more than conqueror that you are, that the Bible tells us we are in the book of Romans chapter 8. It takes a village. You need more than you. You need mentors. And you need to mentor someone else. You need to surround yourself with successful people, productive people, godly people, people who have your best interest at heart. In the book of Matthew chapter 10, we don't have but 15 minutes, so I don't have time to read all of this, but it says in verse 2, now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Labius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed them. You see, Jesus chose his village of 12 people, and even choosing those, even one of those was a devil. Even one of those was to betray him, but don't think Jesus didn't know it. You know, there's a saying, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. You have to begin to surround yourself with people who want you to succeed. But even in doing that, and understanding that it takes a village, you must also understand, we got to get ready to go into prayers with this good teaching, that you cannot only choose yes men. You can't just choose people who are going to amen everything you do, everything you say, even when you're wrong, they're afraid to speak up. No, you got to have some iron sharpens iron people in your village. You got to have some people who can speak to you, who can speak to your wrongdoing, who can correct you, and who you trust enough, glory, that they have your best interests at heart, that you can hearken unto them. You know, I have 4 siblings. My siblings, they have my best interests at heart, that I do not doubt. And so my siblings have known me from day one, right? Because only one is older than me. My siblings, I can reach out to and tell them things that are going on, and I reach out to different siblings depending on the situation, because they all have different talents, different giftings, right? But I can reach out to them, and when I reach out to them, it means I want to hear what they have to say. And they can give me their opinion, and I listen. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And so then I go get that thing right, because I understand it takes a village, because I never doubt that they love me and have my best interest at heart. Now, we fall out. Yes, Rossi, you mean you, this evangelist, you and your siblings fall out? Yes, we're human. We have fallings out. But guess what? I never doubt that they love me. I have my son. I can reach out to him. There are certain people, friends at church, that I know
When I'm talking with them, they have my best interest at heart, so I can receive what they say. You got to get a village, folks. And it needs to be a village of people who have accomplished more than you, so that you have something to aspire to. Of people who have accomplished what you've accomplished or who are horizontal on your line. So you have people who can relate to you right where you are. People who have never gone through what you've gone through, and people who have been through what you've been through. People who have not achieved what you achieved, so that you can pay it forward by mentoring someone else. But they need to be godly people. And they need to be people whom you can trust. See, my village is small. You notice Jesus didn't choose 100 people, 200 people, 12 people. Glory. My village is small. And you need to have a village. Because God says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, his strength for you is made perfect in your weakness. When you're weak, God will strengthen you. But you got to be willing to submit to the fact that in order for you to accomplish all that you can accomplish, it takes more than you. Do you have a village today? Who is that village? Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you, we thank you, we magnify you. Lord, this is TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. We're on fire. It's the end of the week. We've worked all week. We've dealt with devils all week. We had all kinds of situations. But you've given us another day. You've brought us to the weekend, and we're on fire for you. Hallelujah. We're excited. We feel like having the Holy Ghost get down, quick, divine party. Father, it's just another day that you've blessed us, another day that you've kept us, another day that you've had mercy and you've forgiven us and you've had glory on glory and glory. You've taken us from glory to glory to glory. You've blessed us from glory to glory to glory. And so we're excited about you. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to your name. Glory, glory, glory to Jesus. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness of every sin. We ask that, Lord, you just help us, Father, to go back and check our village, check our circle, make sure we got the right people in there, and that we are willing to submit to the people that we've chosen, because we realize that iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And we want to be sharpened. We want to be made better. We want to be the best that we can be, to live our best lives now. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Just help us, God. Glory. You got work for us to do. We've been slacking. Because we've been in the wrong village, the wrong town, the wrong city, the wrong municipality, the wrong state, living under the wrong jurisdiction, submitting to the wrong authority. Father, glory, we repent today. We want to be in the village you have for us. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, thank you. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Make them the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Open doors, save souls, sanctify, deliver, set free, make ways, do what only you can do. Answer prayers, Father, and perform miracles. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you. We receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me do the altar call, give the announcement, and then we're going to end. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I'm going to move into the right village. That I'm going to take up residence in the godly village. That I'm going to submit to the village that you've given me. And I'm going to live my best life now.
in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who rededicated, welcome home. Make sure you're in church this weekend. If you're in the Miami area, you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you out there with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33150. If you were unable to write that down, that address is on the contact page of my ministry website, rossi.org. Also, make sure every day that you're spending time with God, this is how you keep yourself saved, right? Because every day is a new devil. Make sure you're tuning in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, live with me on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, and that you follow by texting the letters or message BS to phone number 33222. Now, I want you to make sure you go to my website today. You'll be able to see the video of me speaking regarding It Takes a Village and Overcoming Adversity. I was speaking on Sunday, December the 29th of last year at the Nation United Conference. And Nation United is a nonprofit organization that promotes racial diversity in the sport of lacrosse. And as an attorney, I represent Luther Johnson V, a.k.a. LJV, who was discriminated against severely. He's a student athlete, 4.19 or 4.12 GPA, never been in trouble in his life, elected president of his Christian Fellowship Association by his peers, attends Christopher Columbus High School here in Miami, had never been disciplined in any sport, over 15 recruiting and scholarship offers from over 15 universities across the nation, including Harvard and Yale. And the Florida High School Athletic Association had banned him from playing all sports his senior year over an in-game play that was less than 20 seconds. And so his family retained me, and I successfully beat them in court and on appeal. And so they had me there speaking to the students, which were from all across the nation, and parents on how it takes a village and, you know, and fighting adversity. So that video is on rossi.org on the itinerary page as well as the sermons page. So make sure you go there and you can see it. After I finished speaking, Mrs. Brown, the wife of NFL legend and Hall of Famer Jim Brown, came to me and just commended me for the speech and asked for my contact information, which was another honor in and of itself. So go there and see that. You can see everything else that's coming up. I'll be speaking in Jacksonville in April. If you are trying to get me out there, because I do get requests, just enter them on the booking contact page. I'll get back with you. And if I can attend your event or come out, I'll let you know. Sometimes due to my law office schedule and trial schedule, because I'm a litigator, I'm unable to do so. But go to rossi.org. That's the announcement. You're going to love it. You can see everything that's going on. I have some outstanding things going on there. All right? I will see you live Monday morning at 7 a.m. But I want you to smile this weekend. Our topic for today is It Takes a Village. Your task for this weekend is to get into the right village and watch yourself excel. And visit rossi.org. Support the ministry and share this word.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
And get in the right place. Love you.
But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you